Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. My name is Sophia Franklin. If you didn't know, now you fucking know. I have missed you guys so fucking much. Last week, a little bit hectic for me. Not the best week I've ever had. But today, I mean today, bitches, I feel fantastic with a fucking F. I basically went like MIA the entire weekend. I was not answering anybody and it felt really fucking good. And now we're fucking back and it's Thursday, which should be called Sloot Day. And I don't know why fucking Joe Biden has not acknowledged that. I'm gonna DM Kamala. So some really funny ass shit happened to me yesterday. And you know what? In a past life, this thing that happened to me would have ruined my fucking day and my fucking week, but it's so fucking dumb, I just had to laugh. So, I am scrolling on Instagram, minding my own fucking business, and I get a DM from this girl. I have seen this girl's profile before. She has a check mark. She's an influencer, fashion blogger type gal, okay? She has a lot of followers. I don't know her personally. Her page is really fucking cute. I'll give her that. However, she sends me a message that was obviously not fucking meant for me. She was replying to a story that I posted of my merch and was basically like, oh my God, like so annoying, totally copying. I mean, I just made that up, but it was like something along those lines. And when I went to open her message, it was fucking gone. Because this bitch unsent the fucking message.
You gotta be quicker than that. We see you.
Geico commercial. Alex is here. Say hi, Alex, to all the beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
So, I mean, in all of my fucking years of screenshotting at lightning speed, how the fuck did I forget to do it here?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, maybe that like shows my growth because like I didn't really care and like I don't care even though I'm talking about it right now, 5 days later to millions and millions and millions of people who listen to this show. I really only got irritated once she unsent it because it's like, once you send it, she knows that I fucking saw it. Stand your ground at that point.
She dug a hole. Now she has to lay in it.
Exactly. You just made the biggest mistake in the rules of talking shit, which is sending the message to a person that you're fucking talking shit about. What's really crazy to me, Alex, is the fact that she thinks that I am copying her. Yeah. I mean, that is what was alarming to me. Like, I'm sorry, sweetie. Are you the one that invented varsity lettering? I know this fucking Donatella Versace wannabe does not think that she came up with this very fucking simple concept.
Yeah, it was a fucking reach.
Like, Brandy Melville and Forever 21 make 100 different variations of this exact sweatshirt every fucking year. Like, give it a fucking rest, Virgil, okay? Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. So it was annoying. I have no hard feelings, kind of. It's just some of these fashion bloggers. I'm about to like really get shit from so many fucking people. I am friends with a lot of fashion bloggers. I think they are very talented. I mean, all due respect, I'm being dead serious. There are some, though, who really think because they slapped on a granny filter and thrifted someone's dead grandma's sweater vest,
oh my God,
that they are fucking Anna Wintour. Like, please.
The granny filter is so fucking accurate, though. Why is it always that filter?
I don't fucking know, but like, they need to relax. And again, I respect it. I personally would be fucking lost without them. I mean, my style isn't great as it is, but I can bet your bottom fucking dollar if I wasn't following half the girls that I do, I would be dressed in like a trash bag, you know?
Yes.
And I could never do what they do. And I have never tried, though. Trust me, I'm not Brandy Melville. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking Giorgio Armani. I put out cute quality merch that I would wear and do wear and think my sleuths would like. I mean, I've never seen this fucking girl's merch in my life. And I know for damn sure I was not looking to her for inspo for this very, very, very simple design concept that I put out, okay? Which reminds me, new merch is coming soon, bitches. Oh my God, I wish I was coming out with merch that was literally a replica of like her merch line.
Oh my God.
Fantastic. So you guys, go get some of the old shit before it's gone and get your coins ready for the new shit because I spent a lot of time curating it. I love how I just like shit talk them and now I'm over here talking about curating and shit. It's really fucking cute and it fits amazing.
So fucking cute.
Thank you. And hopefully when you wear it out, you can flex on all the hating ass bitches who are so obsessed with themselves. They think they are the inspo for everything under the sun. Okay, moving on. I normally don't talk about pop culture like ever because I'm honestly just like out of the loop is really why. And I just frankly like don't give a fuck. However, I would like to talk about what the fuck is happening with Scott Disick, aka Kourtney Kardashian's baby daddy. Please. I don't know if you guys have been on the internet in the past 48 hours, but there is some shit going on. We have all seen a picture of Kourtney and Travis Barker groping each other at this point.
Yes.
They love a fucking PDA moment. Love, 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 love. Which I find adorable. Scott Disick, on the other hand, not so fucking much at all. So Scott Disick DMs one of these PDA pictures to Kourtney's ex-boyfriend and says, yo, is this chick okay? Bro, like, what is this? In the middle of Italy? To which the ex-boyfriend responded, doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy. P.S. I ain't your bro. And then proceeded to post a fucking screenshot of the conversation on his social media. And the internet went wild. So this ex-boyfriend of Kourtney's basically put Scott Disick on blast, which I love because what the fuck was Scott thinking?
So fucked up.
Like, how is he going to try to gossip with another ex? And even more so, on top of that, gossip about the mother of his own children. Like, Scott, you do realize that you're talking shit about your kid's mom, correct? My favorite part about the whole fucking thing is how Scott in his message says, is this chick okay? Referring to the mother of his children. I don't understand,
Scott. I don't either. But not only that, but Scott publicly dates girls that aren't even old enough to like get into a fucking bar. Like, what do they do on date night? Like, he has to sneak her shots, put it in like a little to-go cup. Like,
he's like, babe, do you have your fake ID? Like, come on, let's go for a night on the town. By the way, guys, Scott Disick is currently dating Amelia Hamlin. Is that her name? Who is 20 years old. And Scott is like fucking 38. Regardless, Scott is a perfect example of the absolute worst type of ex you can possibly have. If I sound very passionate right now, you would be absolutely correct because yes, I may or may not be dealing with this personally, But this goes for everybody. Famous or not famous, don't reach out to the ex. The ex before you, the ex after you, hoping to talk shit. Because chances are, it's gonna fucking backfire. This is not the way to make friends, all right? All it does is it just shows how you are clearly not over them.
Yes.
And even more than that, after you guys are done shit talking, then what? Then you guys just sit there in each other's patheticness and the person who you just spent 20 minutes shit-talking is still out there living their life, not thinking about you for even a second.
Yes, exactly.
But I digress. And this is actually the perfect fucking segue into what I really wanted to talk about, which is how to avoid the Scott Disicks of the world. And with that, welcome to SLU University, bitches, where I am both the dean, the president, the professor, the custodian, and the TA that you're all trying to fuck. So let's get into this fucking shit. Welcome to SLU University, bitches. You either know how to ride dick or you fucking don't. My dick, that is. Students, we can spend all day talking about what we can do to land a guy or, I don't know, seem more appealing to them. But the truth is, there are just some guys that you need to avoid all around. There's actually quite a few, to be honest. But these are some of my fucking favorites. I'm going to break them down for you as quick and easy as I can. Everyone, open your notebooks and vaginas for me, not for these guys. Please, not for these guys. And you know what? Let's kick it off with a bang. The Scott Disick guy. I have dealt with this fucking guy before. He is a lingerer. He always seems to find a way to meddle back into your life no matter what you fucking do. And not only does he do that, he is bitter as fuck. He cannot stand seeing you shine and living your best life without him. He cannot stand it. Even if he knows deep down in the depths of his soul that he will never fucking be good enough for you. He would never fucking admit it, though. The next one, the gym rat. This guy has a body of the fucking gods. Hercules. He spends countless fucking hours in the gym working on his figure. The only thing that this signals to me is this guy has way too much fucking time on his hands, and that time should be spent making money, and he also loves his protein powder more than you.
Oh my God.
I mean, he is probably prettier than you and will awkwardly watch you as you stuff your face at dinner. Oh my God. That is like the biggest fucking turnoff. If a guy was like trying to count calories for me, baby girl,
yeah,
bye.
He sits over there and eats sticks of butter and it's like, oh, it's keto. Don't worry about it.
Health and wellness. Okay, the next one, the cheap guy. This guy is totally and completely okay with you paying for everything. Dinner, gas, weed. He is completely chill with you buying, or better yet, asking for itemized receipts at restaurants.
Oh my God, please. You're triggering me.
So he can pay for exactly what he got down to the fucking Sprite he ordered.
And that side of fry sauce.
Dude, that shit is my biggest fucking pet peeve. And I know it's old school, but if I offer to pay on a first date and the dude says, okay, or worse, he offers to split the bill instead, boy, bye.
Bye.
Run away from this guy now because it's only going to get worse. If you guys become more serious and end up moving in together or trying to get married, it's going to just amplify. And he's going to fucking be asking you to pay
child support when you guys are together.
He's going to be asking you to pay for your half of the rent. I mean, monster. Okay, next one. That's just how I was raised guy. This guy will have you ripping your fucking eyeballs out, okay? His most famous line is, I'm sorry, that's just who I am. I can't change. Brad, yeah, you fucking can change. It's called growing up. And no, you don't need to be stuck in like your repulsive behavior. You know what these guys do? These are the guys that usually will use the excuse that they're fighting demons.
Oh my God, you sound exactly like my fucking ex.
Like, no, buddy, you're the demon and you need a therapist or a fucking exorcism. You're disgusting. Mm-hmm. This guy will gaslight the absolute fuck out of you with these terms. He will say shit like, if you don't love me for me, then you should just leave. When you're asking him to fix the most basic shit, it's really like a mental illness.
Yes.
I'm convinced.
It really is.
Okay, next one. The mama's boy. This is my personal least favorite guy to date. I have been down this road and you could not pay me to go down this road again. I don't care if a Lamborghini Suicide Doors truck is the car I'm riding in. Mama's boys are the worst. They are usually victims of moms who over-involve themselves in their son's life because they have nothing to live for. It's due to the lack of fulfillment in their own lives, and their son can do no wrong. No wrong in their eyes. You could tell her he bashed your fucking head through a wall and broke your laptop, and she will still find a way to coddle her precious baby boy. It's fucking weird. And it will never get better because 9 times out of 10, this guy will never put this in check because his mom is his number one woman. Just all around weird vibes. I don't like it. And last thing I want to say about the fucking mama's boy, listen up, mama's boys. If I catch your mom referring to you as her king or her prince, like her moon, her sun, her stars, I don't give a fuck. Get away from me, please. And I mean, a lot of the times the mom just like doesn't like the girlfriend because yep. She wants to fuck her son. She wants him still on the teat. So guys, that concludes your lesson today, sleuths. There's so much more into this and there's so many different fucking types of guys that I could talk about, but I think this is like a good starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Just be fucking careful out there and be picky. Please, you are picking him. He is not picking you. I know sometimes it can feel like there's a shortage of men out there. I think women have like this like scarcity complex. Like, oh my God, there's just not a lot of good men out there. But you don't need to be dating the 21-year-old club promoter with the cocaine habit. Like you really, really don't, girlfriend. And you know it. I know it. I promise there is someone else out there for you without a drug problem. Okay? And with that, class is dismissed.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place, or treadmill for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Now, I don't talk about technology very often, but when I do, you know shit is gonna be fucking fire. And if you have chosen not to heed any of the advice from the rest of this episode and find yourself with a Scott Disick type of man or any other man who's not shit, I have something very, very special for you guys. I came across a little hack, a hackety hack, hack, hack. And I want to share it with all of my sleuths who are still stuck in the realm of toxicity. The auto answer hack. This shit is brutal, okay? I like could not believe my fucking eyes when I was reading this shit. Let me break it down nice and smooth for you guys. There is a hack floating around the internet that teaches you how to set your significant other's phone to automatically always answer your phone calls. Yes, you heard that fucking correctly. And you might think, why would I need that, Sophia? I trust him. Well, you know what, sweetie? If you didn't need it, then why are you still trying to hack his fucking iPhone password for the fifth time and running away like Usain Bolt after it disables itself for 1 hour because you couldn't figure it out? Okay, ask yourself that and then get back to me. Mm-hmm. So how does it work? Alex, why don't you explain it? Because if I try to explain it, my brain will implode.
Okay, so once you finally get into his phone, go into the settings app, scroll down to accessibility. From there, you're going to hit touch.
Okay.
Once you're there, you're going to scroll down to call audio routing, and you're going to tap auto answer calls on that same page and turn that bad boy on.
Like, why does this even exist?
I don't know.
Like, who over at Apple, someone please reach out to me and like explain the reasoning behind this fucking feature. Boom, guys, there you fucking have it. Now, every time you call his phone, it will auto answer. He tells you he's out with the boys and doesn't want to answer his phone right now. Oh, he'll be answering his fucking phone. He doesn't know it, but like he will absolutely be answering that fucking phone. He says he's on a work trip, but like, you know, goddamn well, he's actually fucking someone in the hotel that he flew out for his little business trip. You're about to hear everything, girlfriend. He says he doesn't have service and didn't get the call. Nice try, buddy. You're fucked. All those lies are now out the window.
Mm-hmm.
This is fucking lethal, this thing.
This is genius is what it is.
It is. And let me just say, this is a fucking major invasion of privacy. Like, major, yeah. major. And I would probably fucking kill someone with my bare hands if they did this shit to me. But I'm just teaching you what I learned. And don't shoot the messenger when you hear him banging Sarah, who lives down the fucking hall from him, okay? And for the sneaky bitches who are gonna, like, do this shit anyway, like, for the real sick bitches that are gonna do it, like, just for fucking fun, once you call him out on the shit that you heard, he's gonna have no fucking idea how you found out. There is no way in hell that this guy is gonna know that this hack exists. I for sure did not. I had no fucking clue.
No, and that being said, he'll have no idea how to fucking turn it off either. So we're good.
What a fabulous fucking point, Alex. That was fucking genius. He may check his call log and see that you called, but he's going to be so fucking confused because he doesn't remember picking up the phone. He's going to assume it was like a butt dial or some shit. Anyways, guys, this is some real sociopathic sicko shit, but I can't say I don't fully love it and that I'm not amused and just getting myself fucking ready for all you guys to try this and report back. So there you have it, sleuths. Just another way to ruin your fucking happiness if you're feeling so inclined to do that. Thank you so much for listening.
Now, this is something I'm excited for. This April, reality TV hits a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, premieres on 420, just in time for your viewing pleasure and a very special holiday. Even for those who don't celebrate, like me, you can still keep your hopes high for the new Hulu original reality series. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. Career aspirations, love, and a quest for fame are only a few of the things that this dope family of owners and bud tenders are highly seeking. Mark your calendar for 420 to get into the new reality series High Hopes, streaming only on Hulu. Can you feel it, sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, on to the best part of the episode. My favorite fucking part. SOS, save our sleuths. Advice, questions, stories. Let's just jump right into this shit, shall we? This question was written in by a man. Hi, Sophia. Aren't you scared to emasculate men or play games with them? I am asking this because my mom literally tells my sisters and pulls up articles off the internet about how doing things like that can get you killed. Does this ever cross your mind? Love you in the podcast. Please do more segments for the men.
Damn, it never crossed my mind until now. Jesus Christ, but I mean, I guess it's true. You really don't know what someone's capable of.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, yes, I was aware that like being emasculating could be like a turnoff. No, it has never crossed my mind. A man will kill me if I fucking do that. No, that one has never crossed my mind. That's very scary and creepy. I think your mom is suffering from TikTok unlimited amounts of information, and you need to like cure her of that disease and like tell her to relax. And also, why the fuck does this guy assume that I emasculate men and play games with them?
Ooh, good question. I didn't even think about that.
I don't fucking do that.
Yeah, what? You're like the most opposite of a person that would do that.
Thank you. That's what I was fucking thinking. So to your point, I don't get scared of being killed. I think your mom needs to relax. I will say, however, my mom has also pointed this out to me as well. So, I mean, it's a thing, obviously. Like, she talks about how that's, like, a huge thing, blah, 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 blah. She's never said the killed thing.
Okay, emasculating a man versus playing games with him are completely two different things. So I wouldn't couple those. I don't fear for my life when I'm, like, playing hard to get with a guy. And I would hope that next time I pick up the check when I'm at a restaurant with a guy, he doesn't want to murder me.
I would hope that too. And I think that's very good that you pointed that out. Playing games and like emasculating, very fucking different. Also, as women, every single day we're kind of worried about being killed.
That's true.
So I don't know what the fuck I was just saying. Like, I can get killed walking to my fucking car. So we are not out here worried about like emasculating or playing games with men and then getting killed. Like, we're just worried about getting killed at every waking hour, yes, basically. So with that said, let's move on to the next. Hi, Sophia. So I am in a little bit of a pickle. I am a stripper and I recently acquired a new regular. Well, after about a month of seeing him at work, we start talking about his family. Seems pretty fucking weird that his sister has the same very unique name as my boyfriend's niece. Not to mention, they are both from the same exact town. And this kid tells me he lives like a quarter mile from where my boyfriend grew up. Well, turns out that my new regular is his nephew. That's right. He has been paying to see his future aunt's pussy and beehole. Spread eagle. At least I made a few G's off of him, but now every family event, I get scared shitless that he will tell his whole conservative and religious family, and then I will be disowned and have to break up with my boyfriend. Any advice? That was a fucking mouth.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
This is some HBO Max TV type of shit. Okay. I wish I could sit here and say I have genuine advice for you, but I don't. I'm at a fucking loss for words, girlfriend. I do have a few questions, though, that could maybe help you figure out what to do. Do you really see yourself marrying this guy that you're with? Do you really see yourself marrying your patron's uncle, if we're speaking technicalities? If you genuinely in your heart believe that, then you probably need to like take some action here. What I think that you probably need to do, you need to talk to the nephew next time he comes in to get his wanker hard from his aunt's anal cavity and be like, you cannot come back here anymore, buddy, and swear him to secrecy or some shit. I mean, granted, you will have to forever live with like that anxiety that like he might get too drunk at Thanksgiving and slip up 5 years from now and tell everyone. But hey, That's what the fucking holidays are for. Am I right?
That's true. That's usually how our Thanksgivings go.
They do.
They do. But I would say you're not at fault here. You know, you were doing your job before.
That is exactly fucking right. I did not even think about that. She is not doing anything wrong. Like, this was a complete fucking accident. Obviously, if she knew, she wouldn't be spread eagle on her boyfriend's nephew's face.
Exactly.
But I think that you absolutely 100% without a doubt need to tell your boyfriend at least. Because if it comes out later, then you look like a sicko. Then you look like you were like into it or some shit. But with that, I do want to say, I truly believe that it's a little bit awkward, but it's something that 100% can be like swept under the rug. I don't think it's so horrifying that like you can never come back from it and whatever else, you know? And trust me, this nephew, by the way, he doesn't want his family knowing he's like spending all his money at the strip club. He's not going to say shit.
That's true.
So I think you're totally fine. At least it's not her nephew. There's no incest going on, you know? Like, I mean, come on. It's really not that big of a deal. Keep it in the family. That's what I always say.
Oof.
All right, moving on. Next question. Sophia, I have an embarrassing insecurity and I feel like I am the only one. I hate my nipples. They are too big and light and kind of veiny. This is only when they're soft. I like them when they're hard because they get darker and smaller. But the thing is, my nipples don't get hard very easily. Is there a way I can make them more sensitive so they are hard all the time? Do you have this insecurity or know anyone who feels this way? Love you. Love the show. Stay greedy, girls. Okay. So just right off the bat, this is really interesting and funny to me because I remember vividly, I was a freshman in high school and girls would get made fun of for having darker nipples. And it was like the cool thing was like to have lighter ones.
Mm-hmm.
That, me even just saying that out loud, just goes to show you how ridiculous this insecurity is, but so common. So fucking common.
Yes.
She asked me if I have the insecurity. Kinda, except in the opposite.
Yeah, because you have dimes.
Tiny. My nipples are so small. I would be down for my nipples to be a little bit bigger and maybe like a different color. Like that would be dope. Like sure. But when I hear myself say what the fuck I just said out loud, I want to crawl out of my own butthole and disappear because what the fuck are we doing out here, ladies? All nipples are fucking great and we're apparently all want to change what we have. Because
yeah.
I can't think of one friend who's like, I love my nipples. I mean, maybe one.
Yeah, I could think of a couple.
But I would say like a lot of my friends have expressed similar concerns about their fucking nipples. So with that said, just know you are not alone, girlfriend.
No, I can completely relate to you. I don't have dimes for nipples, actually. I have pepperoni slices.
Why are you saying it like aggressively?
Because I can relate to being self-conscious about having larger size nipples.
I really appreciate that 100%. I don't like the fact that mine are dime sized.
But to answer your question on how you can fix it because they don't stay hard or...
Right.
Just get them pierced.
Ooh.
All my friends or someone in this room that have them pierced, they honestly, it made my nipples look so much better.
Mm.
That shit stays hard 24/7.
Oh my God. And Alex is 100% the type of girl that's wearing the fucking wife beater tank top and like her nipples are hard with the nipple ring poking out every single day.
Yeah.
She's that bitch. So I think that's one way to do it. I mean, that's a little bit of like a aggressive way to go about it maybe for this girl. So if you don't want to, I mean, the temporary fix is being sexually aroused, pinching them,
mm-hmm.
putting ice on them. But like that only lasts for so long. If you're trying to walk around with fucking sharp ass nipple boobs, then I think Vicks, like rubbing Ooh. That on your nipples, lip venom. Like any lip plumper, which by the fucking way, I would not recommend. It's just how desperate are you for like that look?
Yeah.
L-E-W-K. For me, when my nipples are sensitive for whatever fucking reason, my laundry detergent, one of them got too dry, like I don't fucking know. I hate that feeling. Hate, hate, hate. But you know what? Sometimes beauty is pain.
Mm-hmm.
So girlfriend, that's what I've got for you. All right, next. Alex, would you do me the honors, please?
I would love to.
Okay.
Okay. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 6 months. We go to university together. He recently taught me his password. And since he's asleep in my dorm, I wanted to let his roommate know because he texted him. But then I saw what apps he had open and I was like, what the fuck is this? Porn is okay. I watch it sometimes. But like, what the fuck is the Wave app? I searched it and it's mostly to get hot girls' Snapchats. And you can message secretly on there too. I'm shaking. This is my real first relationship. What do I do?
Girl, there are so many fucking things that I want to say right now. First of all, why did she feel inclined to text the roommate?
I know. That's what I'm fucking wondering.
Like, why? Like, who? They've been dating for 6 months.
Unless his roommate was on his last living breath or if he was about to call 911 and file a police report for his fucking roommate. I don't think it was that deep. No. And you did not need to go on his phone.
Absolutely fucking not. I don't do that shit with my boyfriend and we have been dating for well over the 6 month mark. Like, girl, you don't need to do that, sweetie. Even if you think you're being sweet. And now, you probably learned a good little lesson there because you did not like what you saw. I have to be honest. When I first read this question, I thought she said Waze, W-A-Z-E, which is the app that like I always use when I'm in New York. Like it's like a traffic app and like tells you the best way to like get to your destination. And Alex, I was crying, laughing hysterically, like, girl, it's the fucking Waze app. Like, you don't need to fucking worry. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But then I read it because I'm a fucking professional. And I have never fucking heard of the Wave app. Have you?
No, I haven't either.
Wow. And these guys are out here messaging hot girls to get their Snapchats? Why? Why don't they just do it on Snapchat?
I don't know. I mean, I looked it up and the app said that you can have Q&As with key industry influencers.
Okay.
So I don't know, like,
is that your way of telling me to sign up? Yes or no?
This is my way of telling her to sign up. Because I don't know how else you're going to bring this up to this guy. Because you did something wrong. But it's going to be really hard to maneuver.
My real advice here, do not bring it up. I know it probably hurt your feelings a little bit. I probably would feel the same way too. But you guys have only been dating for 6 months. And not only that, it's not like you saw him texting his ex-girlfriend saying, oh my God, last night was so fucking fun. Like I came all over your face. Like this guy is just messaging girls he will never have a chance to like fuck in person via Snapchat or the fucking Wave app, you know? And I think like that's not that much different than porn. Really? Like, kind of it is, but I don't think it's that bad, okay? Don't bring it up to him. I think you can revisit the topic in a year. Like, I think you got to give it a year. And girl, there are so many ways to maneuver it. Like, you just got to pull it out of him without telling him you went through his phone because his roommate texted him when he was sleeping. Dude, never admit that, girl. Take that shit to the grave, okay, sweetie pie? But you got this, girl. And if you felt so fucking comfortable and all willy-nilly about grabbing his phone 6 months in when he's asleep, I can only imagine you will feel perfectly comfortable doing it a year from now when he's asleep again, okay? Check on it then. All right, next. Hey girl, first, you are seriously my favorite, my hero. I listen to you in the shower every day, LOL. Secondly, I want your opinion. My friend was recently hooking up with our friend and she told him she had feelings for him. He said he didn't feel the same, but started acting all close and texting her all the time, acting like he did have feelings all of a sudden. She fell for it and started to fall even harder for him. He then started getting distant, not replying to her texts and ignoring all of us in the fucking friend group. Recently, he started texting me weird things and actually told me that he has been fucking girls with dicks. Parentheses, trans. Do I tell my best friend that's what's going on, or do I just let it go and let her heal? She has been extremely emotional because of changing her birth control and depression meds, so she has been a wreck. I'm afraid it will make her go bonkers, but this is kind of too hard to keep to myself. I'm itching to tell someone, so I told you. Let me know what you think. Thanks, girl. Holy shit. I mean, the sleuths this week. Like, girl.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
I mean, I thought my life had drama. Holy shit. The first thing that I want to say, typical fucking fuckboy behavior. Okay? He liked the attention and didn't want to lose it, so he played the game with her. She fell for it. Boo-hoo. Another one bites the dust. Moving on. Him texting you weird things. That is what I think, like, really stands out to me. I personally think if your bestie is going through it right now, trying to get over this like asshole, you should absolutely be telling her what the fuck is up. I mean, what? You're scared it's gonna make her like spiral out of control? If anything, I think it would like help her get over him.
That's true. She needs the chance to move on.
Yes. And I think this will help her. Not to mention, the most alarming part is now he's trying to like swerve onto you. I mean, that's what I took from her question. Like, he's kind of like trying to like be flirty with her. I mean, if my friend told me that a guy I liked started fucking texting her, I would be so fucking over that man. Maybe when I was younger, it would make me feel really insecure about my friend and like, oh my God, like, is she prettier than me? Like, blah, blah, blah. Come on. Like, we are grownups now, and that should just help her move the fuck on and trust you. Because I just want to say this right here, right now. If this shit comes out later and your friend finds out about it, you look like a very fucked up friend.
Yeah. And instead of losing one friend that day, you'll be losing two.
Exactly.
And I mean, the guy isn't your best friend. Mm-hmm. She is. Think about if the roles were switched and how you would like her to go about it. You'd want her to tell you, right? Like, exactly. If you're scared it's going to ruin your relationship you have with him, then you should probably reevaluate your friendships. Because, like, if the truth comes out, like Sophia said, he's not going to pick your side.
No, absolutely fucking not.
No. So, I mean, I think you should tell her, maybe keep the details private, though, considering how dynamic the situation is. But you could at least let her know that she can move on.
Yes.
She doesn't stand a chance.
Yes. If this guy told you these things in confidence, then I don't think you share that with your friend. But she can absolutely share the fact that he's like trying to text her and like trying to fuck her. That 100% your friend needs to know. Be a best friend. What the fuck?
Exactly.
That's my answer. Be a good friend and be this girl's best friend. Oh my God. Okay, sleuths. That is it for this week. I can't wait to talk to you next week and the week after that and the week after that. I love you guys so much. As always, follow me, Sophia Franklin, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y. I'm on TikTok. I am on Twitter. I am, where am I not? Alex, where can they find you?
You can find me at AlexFranco_meow on every social media platform.
Stay greedy, bitches. Bye.